Title: FDA lightens promotional restrictions for certain COVID-19 drugs with emergency use authorization. Content: As we take a breather during the holiday whirlwind, we wanted to flag for readers a recent development in advertising and promotion regulation that FDA quietly released nearly a month ago. In a memorandum issued on October 27, the memorandum, the Food and Drug Administration, FDA or the agency, indicated that it will now permit certain COVID-19 drugs that have been granted emergency use authorization, EUA, to make claims of safety and efficacy in print, advertising, and promotional materials, pursuant to certain limitations. Promotion of Emergency Use Drugs. Overview of Emergency Use Authorization under the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, the FDCA. FDA may authorize unapproved medical products, including drugs, for use in an emergency to diagnose, treat, or prevent serious or life-threatening diseases or conditions. 1. Given the urgent nature of circumstances necessitating EUA, FDA's review process is significantly abbreviated and, therefore, requirements for obtaining EUA are less burdensome than the requirements for obtaining full FDA approval. 2. Specifically, FDA may grant EUA if I, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, HHS, has declared a state of emergency, e.g., the COVID-19 emergency. 2. Based on the totality of scientific evidence available, FDA has reason to believe that A, the product may be effective in diagnosing, treating, or preventing a serious or life-threatening disease or condition caused by a chemical, biological, radiological, or nuclear agent, and B, the known potential benefits of the product outweigh the known potential risks, and 3, as a matter of fact, there are no adequate, approved, and available alternatives. 3. FDA's abbreviated review for EUA, as compared to the review necessary for full FDA approval, means that FDA does not certify that products granted EUA are safe and effective for their intended use, but rather than products granted EUA may be safe and effective for their authorized use. Because the evidentiary threshold for obtaining EUA is much lower than the evidentiary threshold for obtaining full FDA approval, the agency places a number of conditions on authorization in order to protect the public from the potential dangers of a medical product that has not been fully evaluated. 4. Conditions of authorization. Conditions of authorization are tailored to the specific product granted EUA and are established in the Letter of Authorization, LOA, issued by the Center for Drug Evaluation and Research, CDER, a division of FDA. Although each EUA product is given its own specific set of conditions, most LOAs include certain base requirements that apply to all EUA products, such as disclosures to healthcare professionals and patients, as well as monitoring and reporting of adverse events. 5. Developers of EUA products are typically also limited in the types of promotional claims they are permitted to make about the product. For example, since the beginning of the COVID-19 emergency, CDER has prohibited developers of COVID-19 drugs from representing or suggesting that a COVID-19 drug is safe or effective for its authorized use in any print, advertising, or promotional materials. 6. The agency's reasoning has been that any claims of safety or efficacy might suggest to consumers that the product has satisfied the standard for full FDA approval, which, in part, requires that the product is safe and effective for its intended use. 7. And, therefore, the public may be misled to believe that the product is FDA approved instead of just FDA authorized for use limited to the duration of the emergency. Additionally, because emergency situations demand a certain degree of flexibility, the FDCA permits CDER to revoke or revise conditions of authorization as an emergent situation develops if such revocation or revision would protect public health and safety. 8. Through the memorandum, CDER has acted upon this statutory authority by revising the conditions it initially established with respect to print, advertising, and promotional materials for certain COVID-19 drugs granted EUA. Key changes. Due to the rapidly evolving nature of COVID-19, it has become increasingly important that both healthcare providers and consumers have access to comprehensive, accurate, and non-misleading information on potential treatment options. Acknowledging the unique COVID-19